The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
Okay, so you're just going to spend the afternoon sort of just whiling away the time?
Writing my last will and testament.
Fun fact.
Your last will and testament,
it's negative 23 degrees.
I was about to ask if there's a...
It's fun fact, it's negative 23 degrees, and there is like thunder snow going on.
Is there an inn we can stay at instead of a camp?
I really don't know that you want to be in town after they know we just won like 15K.
I don't want to be out in the open after knowing... the town knowing that we just won 15K.
Well, that seems like damned if you do, damned if you don't. So,
yeah, but at least if we're inside an inn.
We're not dealing with the elements and ambush.
Yeah.
A lot of these have come down to 3-1 disagreements. Do you have any thoughts, Jeff?
Are we prepared to be out in the elements for something like that?
Yeah, it's it's... one of the, like, it's not a day you'd want to travel on.
Yeah.
Based on 2 months of experience. But you think you would survive the night. You don't think that you would, you know, you're going to die of exposure or anything.
Keep the boots on.
Your boots and your thick tents and clothing are enough to keep you from the cold.
Right.
Plus, you could light a fire if you wanted to.
Yeah, at this point, I'd almost rather stay out in the middle of nowhere. Because... with it this cold and thunder snow and shit like that, people aren't going to be out tracking us.
Thunder snow.
Which I wish was a real thing more often. It's pretty rare.
I say, because I also vote like getting lost out in the elements, because it doesn't matter if we get lost from town, because we're fucking teleporting from wherever we're at to somewhere else.
When we teleport away,
we're
not...
march in who knows what direction for a few hours.
Yeah.
Legitimately, yes. We could legitimately get lost in the snow and then fucking vanish.
We established that you...
which would be a really great intro to something. Like, you just find footsteps going off into nowhere, and then the footsteps end in, like, the middle of a field with blank snow around them.
Hey, that sounds like that the Outlaws Pass.
Mm-hmm. Except they found their bodies.
I'm pretty sure that premise has been done before, but it's still cool.
Well, didn't they find some of them where the, like, some of the trails just ended, just disappeared? Like, there was nothing...
they didn't find all the bodies.
Yeah. So am I correct, Troy? You can teleport us, but... you can't create a teleportation circle yet, right?
Vice versa. He has to get his spell slot back in the morning.
I just need to rest to get the spell slot back.
And then
I meant you can't leave a teleportation circle here.
No. Right.
That's a higher level thing, right?
That it takes
a year.
Yeah.
Oh, a year.
Of casting this in this exact spot for the next year.
Yep.
Okay.
Although I've homebrewed it to 30 days before because it's just not useful. Even 30 days is a good long while.
So are we able to rest, or does shit go down in the night?
Are you marching for a while first?
Yeah.
The more we talk about that, the more I like that idea.
Yep.
Okay, so...
get as far away from town
like
as
Like, as soon as it starts fucking snowing, we march off into the wilderness with no rhyme or reason.
Go vaguely south.
Taking right angle turns where it makes no sense, and then just setting camp.
Loop back on our trail.
Absolutely, yeah. Because the snow is going to just bury us.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
that's okay.
The tracks aren't going to last very long anyway.
So fuck his surprise attacks in the middle of the night, because he's going to fuck us with the university folk.
I'll do all the ritual cast for alarms and set claw and guard duty and all that shit.
Okay.
God.
That's a D8.
You already rolled it. Take the result.
Didn't make a difference anyway. The night passes extremely... frigidly, but uneventfully.
Cool.
And the following morning, it is still snowing a ton. There are still vague rumbles of thunder, and it's still like white out, essentially.
Okay. So reset everything back up.
And your hit points go back to normal.
It's a good time to be leaving because the high on the 15th of Frostdire at Minas and Ortova is -40.
Peace out.
Everyone back in the city is back in their little ice tunnels. Are you casting teleportation circle?
Yeah.
So I prepared sending.
Yeah. So this is the morning. Yes, you can prepare spells, change what they're doing. Yeah. If you want to change what your spells are prepared, now's the time.
Hey, bro.
So I'd like to send to good old Rogan Savash.
Sup, bro?
So you're sending the morning before you're leaving?
Yes.
So we're going to get there in time for him to answer.
I don't care so much about him answering. I'm preparing him for our arrival.
What's the point of this?
Hey, bro. Clear your schedule, bro. Coming in with sweet info. Need scroll of infernal calling ASAP. Check you in 5. That's all I wanted.
All right.
Because he's going to be like, what the shit? And then we're going to show up.
Would enhance ability help you when doing a summon spell? Give you a bonus to ability checks?
No.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with ability checks. I just need a scroll of that.
Okay.
Whatever the hell it costs, whatever sort of penalty I'm going to be put under by the university. You should also look to see if you can theoretically banish it, because that was my thought, is to bring it back and then have you immediately send it the fuck away. Because I would fulfill my end of the bargain, which would be bringing him back. And then you could tell him to fuck off because he gave me 1 minute of following whatever I said, which would say, hey, stand still. And then you would fuck him over. Be my goal anyway. No, I just want to make sure Rogan Savash is ready and waiting, that he clears his morning schedule, because we're coming in hot.
Well, I have
infernally hot
banishment. And I also have dispel evil and good.
Well, dispel evil, actually send it away.
Well, as an action, make a melee spell attack against the celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead. On a hit, you attempt to drive the creature back to its home plane. The creature must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be sent back to its home plane. Why does that not sound like I have to hit them and they have to make a charisma saving throw? Whereas banishment is just a charisma saving throw and is a lower spell.
What is it?
He's trying to understand the difference between dispel and banishment, which I don't know the difference between the two.
Okay. So.
Back to Valakur.
You are, just to double check, casting teleportation circle to take you to Valakur?
He's asking me more than once, which now I'm...
Oh, did you not answer before?
I did.
Oh, you did. I just didn't remember you answering.
No. He's just giving you the opportunity to seal my death.
Yeah, basically.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Unsealing my death or the teleport circle?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
If this were a Venn diagram, these two don't overlap.
I gotta say, it sure is nice and useful that we don't have to do several months' journey back.
Fact.
It is nice and useful. Up in the frigid north, Alec spends a minute tracing out the runes for the circle, which probably have to happen inside a tent or with some sort of cover. You're all just sort of like standing around him in a circle. And
would it be a big enough space? I can cast as a ritual, so it doesn't matter. Would it be a big enough space if I cast Tensor's floating disc and put it above him?
I think it's 5 feet.
I'm not. I was just curious. I didn't know if I could shade him.
It would provide some cover. So yeah. Sure, whatever. And after a minute of tracing out those runes, they all begin to glow, and you quickly all step into the circle. See a nice bright white flash of light, and it suddenly feels quite a bit warmer. And as the brightness fades away, you are in a stone room with a circle carved into the floor. And there's a double door opposite you.
I like to imagine we've just walked into a significantly warmer climb. We open the doors. There's like streaming sunlight at 75 degrees and we're brushing snow off of our shoulders as we walk in.
First words out of Kellen's mouth. Hey, bros.
So you walk out of the room, presumably, and find yourselves in like a little office where a tiefling... who is sort of like rubbing his eyes and was probably asleep, looks up at you from behind a desk and says, hi. I wasn't expecting anybody.
Yeah. Rogan, we need to talk to the master. The Iron Rose.
You're faculty or something?
Absolutely.
Sorry, but do you have your rings or?
No, we gotta go.
But, no, either you have to pay the fee or you have to be members. Which is it?
We're members. Let's go. I'm junior faculty.
Yes, he has the ring.
Okay.
I have. I'm pretty sure I have my sheet just crashed. I'm pretty sure I have a signet ring written down somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. As soon as he sees that, he's like, okay, thanks. Go ahead.
Excellent.
And
what is the fee?
Just
15,000 gold.
Squared. Are you asking him?
Yeah.
It's just 25 gold.
Oh, cool.
Just 25 gold.
Per person.
Just wondering in case.
What happens if all right. don't pay?
So you leave that office and realize that you are in the like the College of Conjuration in its own building.
Uh huh.
Sounds like the place we need to be.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. Although the main library has its own building. Heading outside, it is in fact a sort of drizzling and dreary 38 degrees. So it's chilly, but it's nowhere near negative 40.
I say, to us, it's still pretty balmy.
It's almost 80 degrees higher.
Yeah, it's the warmest thing you've felt in several months.
Marching straight to...
And rain rather than snow.
Marching straight to the Master of the Iron Rose. He's expecting us.
Walking up to his office.
Oh, 1,000%. We're on a clock here.
I have noticed my internal temperature sensor has risen.
Yeah, it's warmer down here. Duh.
Nushka is probably just sightseeing because she's never been here before.
Oh, here we go.
Wonder how comfortable Pipsky is.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about Pipsky.
How big is Pipsky?
Medium-sized.
Like horse-sized or?
No, horses are large.
So small. Okay. Well, you're smaller, too.
We're both medium creatures, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean, ostensibly speaking, something roughly the same space as me taking up roughly the same space as you.
I was really hoping that I could have rode the T-Rex.
I mean,
you still could.
Yeah.
Maybe. The audience is still in suspense.
About what?
Oh, here's what you do.
About whether or not I live.
If it fails... And the time comes up, you just polymorph yourself into a T-Rex first. And then he shows up, he's like, where's Kellen? You're like, I don't know.
I'm sure that'll fool him. It's foolproof.
Knocking on Rogan Savash's door.
Yeah, so you go up to the office where the receptionist tells you, I'm afraid that the Iron Master isn't in, but he's referred you to the Rose Master, who is willing to see you, if you'll go down that door there.
I turn and walk the other way. I don't have time for this.
Are you going to see the Rose Master? Yes. Or you just walk? Okay.
I just stride out.
All or nothing. Okay, so you go knock on the door, and you hear a sort of reedy voice call out, yes, come in.
I don't knock.
Oh.
I'm pushing the doors open.
Okay. Inside, behind a desk that is significantly too large for him, is a forest gnome with spectacles pushed down his nose, and sort of is balding and has whitish gray hair. And
so it's the president of Ireland.
Sort of looks up startled and says, "Oh." Sort of moves some books aside and says, you must be...
Kellen Delanos,
yes,
kind of on a clock here.
Clock? What clock? What are we talking
Rose
about?
Rose Master. Well,
I heard something about Infernal Calling or something.
Yes, kind of need a scroll of that if that's easy enough to do.
Well, this isn't really a...
How about Keys to Nephdelian?
Administrative
is that enticing
issue,
enough?
Why don't you just go to the library and fill out a requisition form? That's what they're for, after all.
Sure. Just making sure that we expedite the process, because I got a sweet...
Expedite.
They also teach
Hold
grammar.
Hold me back.
He made a deal with a Yugoloth.
You what? It was worth it. We got keys to Nephthelion. It's awesome. Really need to take care of this deal, though. Why would you do that?
Not one of your brightest students, I take it.
I've never taught him. I would have taught him better.
We've got two keys to Nephthelion. Thank you. And you didn't have to fight a Yugoloth. So anyway, I want an Infernal Call and then banish it. I kind of have to do the calling, but I figure somebody else can tell it to piss off. But there's a 24-hour thing. I don't know what the time zone difference is here. I don't know if that matters, but I'm thinking
time's up. We're on the meridian. It's the next day.
As the word time zone comes out of his mouth here, ding!
You see Kellen pull out his water clock. Make some adjustments.
It froze.
Just flip it back over.
Been looking at this thing upside down the whole time. By the way, when I imagine water clock, I think about the one in the Indianapolis Children's Museum. Oh, I imagine yes. Pull that yes. out of your pocket.
A 2-foot story tall monstrosity.
Look it up in the PHB. It cost 1,000 gold.
There's actually one in there?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a water clock for like 1,000 gold that's utterly useless, except it tells you the exact time.
Okay.
Good which again it, is important. Which is important for now.
We can afford one now.
We can. I told Jeff I'm gonna buy one.
You rent one.
So yeah, I kind of want to, you know, bring this thing back, but I also don't want it rampaging around. It's gonna listen to me for a minute, so we can banish it afterwards. I think maybe this guy can do it, but I mean, maybe not. Kind of don't want to take the chance.
Well,
just trying to, you know, speed along the process. Rosemaster. What's your name, by the way? I don't have it written down in my notes.
Dr. Muttwilder.
Dr. Muckraker, got it.
Muttwilder.
Buttwilder?
Did you literally say Muckwilder? Because that's what I've heard twice.
Mott.
Mott.
M-O-T.
So not like the applesauce.
I heard Muttwilder.
Because you're a disrespectful.
By the way, also, we have another faculty member in a jar.
What?
What? Show him. We got a lot going on. It's all time sensitive. Can you help me out here, Rosemaster?
I will literally follow your request, pull Inari's corpse out of the... the old bag of holding and dump it on his desk.
So as you begin pulling out literally a body, he jumps up and is like, all right, stop right now. We're going to the library.
Thank you.
Because I don't want a devil loose in my university.
I agree. I don't want that either, sir.
However, we are going to discuss this.
I think we should.
More.
Of course.
Also, who is that? Pointing at the corpse that's now getting stuffed back
in. If you look in her pocket, I think she has another ring as well. A faculty member.
I hold the hand up that has the ring on it.
Yes, but who is it?
Inari Genovio.
Yeah.
That name is familiar.
Huh. Again, she was faculty, so you should think it's familiar.
The Rosemaster would probably know her dad.
Oh, okay.
Who is also staff there.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Oh, do we need to, like...
Bob Ginobili?
Do we need to, like, notify the family?
We just got here.
Problem
you're the
number
one that
two.
Just plopped around the desk. So
you know what this is called? It's called utilizing your resources to get shit done. Now he's motivated.
So, you sold your soul and killed a faculty member.
It's been a very busy, almost, like, year, it feels like. It's been months. But let me tell you, trudging through the snow is way worse. Can you not tell from the parka I'm wearing? It's super hot in here. Can we go to the library, please?
In point of order, we didn't kill her. The gnolls did.
Right. Actually, her insistence to follow the goddamn rules of this game is what killed her. Sweet three-headed flail, though.
You mean follow the rules of this reality? In character?
Got to summon some demons. It was a good time. Should go out with us, Mott.
Goodness.
We party hard. Sometimes to the death.
Ha, huh, we party hard.
probably going to unlock some secret elven necromancy at some point along this.
Oh, man.
Okay, so he...
It's good to be back and not in danger.
Gets up, walks around his desk, walks outside, and then sort of calls out to the receptionist. He's like, could you please have Cedric meet us down at the library immediately? It's urgent, at least apparently.
My man, Mott.
Dr. Mottwilder to you.
Docky Motts. Love
it. Or the Rosemaster.
Absolutely.
Oh, goodness.
Rosemaster officiel.
Doc Mott. Are you related to Doc Ock?
So the receptionist yells out a confirmation, and he begins walking on his short legs at a fast walk down the hall, down the stairs, back out into the drizzling rain, where he just sort of is constantly doing a cantrip of like shape water to move to keep it from falling on his head until you get across to the library where he just sort of like blows straight past the librarians who are just sort of like, hello, Dr. Mott.
We're Doc Mott, men on a mission. Catch you later.
It's like, please don't track water in.
Corpse juice spilling out all over the place.
Not corpse juice. We just cleaned up the last one.
I missed where the need for shape water came into play.
It's raining.
Oh, okay.
He's just constantly moving the water above him away from him.
That's cool. Magic umbrella.
Yeah, basically. As you are starting to make your way through the stacks, 30 seconds later, male human, looks like he's maybe 40, has a nice thick brown beard and like longer hair, not shoulder length, but a little shorter than that. And wearing like bright reds and yellows, sort of comes around the corner, says, Dr. Mottwilder, I heard you needed me. And says,
he does.
And, did something very stupid and we have to fix it.
I like the Rose Master. Can I say that I like you significantly better than the Iron Master? Is that allowed?
Of course, yes, but don't try and flatter your way out of this.
Oh, no, it's not flattery. I mean, legitimately, I feel like you're going to fix it. He probably would have let me die if I were going to flip a coin.
Yes, well, whatever. Cedric, we need to find Infernal Calling, right? Is that the one?
I believe that should probably work. I mean,
you're
probably
the summoner. Tell me things.
Oh, Cedric's a summoner.
Well, yes, he's the director of the conjuration.
Ah!
He's like, yes, I believe I can assist, although, whose budget is this coming out of?
The Iron Master's paying our way.
He sort of looks at the Rose Master's like, really? He's like,
he sent us the Nephthelion. We've probably got, like,
fine.
10 hours left. So, I mean, if he wants my part of the story as a faculty member, except for the one in the jar,
Don't find just shut up. It's at cost anyway. So.
It's at cost. What is Cedric's last name? Did he give it to us, or is Cedric?
He hasn't, but it's you'd probably have heard it. Galach. Gallach. And so he begins leading you down the stack, sort of looking at different markings along the edge of each row. And this is
I'm explaining to him the situation. Just in case, since he is the director of the Conjuration School or whatever, like, in case I f*** this up, which is entirely possible.
He does seem to be vaguely listening. Goes down to a stack to a safe, or actually there's a row of safes, and he, like, finds one specific one and begins putting in, like, a combination lock.
I always wondered where these were kept.
At the end, casts some sort of spell or some sort of magic word or something like that. And it opens up, and inside is a whole bunch of small little slots filled with scrolls. Goes through each one, and then goes, here we go. Takes out a little tube, pops up in the top. All right. Well, here. He hands you it, and then takes out another tube, says, do you have a spell book?
I show him my spell book. Yes.
Learn it. It'll save us from having to use these up in the future.
I like it. By the way, just
that
curious.
One also comes out of the Iron Master's budget.
Oh, of course, absolutely. Charge it right to him. Charge the room, please. Question for you, sir. Will this, in fact, summon the thing? And I show him the contract.
That is what the spell is for.
Sure, yes. I just want to make sure it's not going to fizzle.
Why would it?
Never done devils before, only demons.
Yes, and?
I show him the contract.
I gave you its name?
Uh-huh, isn't that awesome?
Why would you be that desperate?
I'm not sure, but I don't want it back on the material plane if it was that desperate.
Well, I would agree, so why are you summoning it?
Because otherwise it takes my soul, and I point to that part down there.
Why the hell did you sign this?
So that it didn't kill me.
It was going to kill you?
Yes.
It intimated that.
It more than intimated.
Unrolls the scroll a little bit, Rugen's reading us more. It owes you a minute of service?
Yes, during which I'm hoping that amongst this we can make sure it goes the hell back where it came from.
Although, if you do that, you lose the minute. Wouldn't you want to use that minute?
Ideally, I wasn't sure what I could use that minute for. I didn't know how long it would take someone to make it disappear. I'll have its name.
Hang on a sec. Opens up the safe again. It's like, this technically won't violate the contract, I don't think.
Planar Ally might be a better one. 6th level conjuration.
I can't cast 6th level spells.
Not on a scroll?
No.
Well,
I
actually
have to know the spell.
Okay.
If I cast it, there's no way it can violate the contract, because I never signed any contract. And I don't need the scroll for that.
I like what you're thinking.
Slides it back in. Like, come on, we have some conjuration rooms available. Rosemaster, I don't think we'll be needing you for anything else. He's like, just don't burn the library down. It's like, I like this library as much as you do. I won't.
We'll sling the fireballs in the correct direction, sir.
Before the Rosemaster leaves, I'll ask, is there any place that we can get some diamonds?
Well, if you mean for spell components?
Yes.
Yes, that will be another requisition form, of course. Do you have a budget?
Rosemaster!
No.
Sorry, Iron Master.
You don't get to say that for about everything. Not everything is in imminent danger.
No, but she did die in his service.
Fuck.
You could probably take it out of the, what's her department called?
It's dangerous.
What's dangerous?
I take it you've never done a resurrection before?
I don't know, have you?
At least a dozen times.
See, Troy, you're getting it. Isn't it fun to blatantly lie at the table?
All right, well, just make sure that you have a room set up and that you are prepared with any necessary defenses.
That's so fascinating for him to say that. I love it.
Bad influences and all.
Rick,
that's so lawful good of you.
All right, fine. You like, come with me. Cedric, do you... No, go ahead.
The entertainer and I have got it on lock.
It'll take us a few minutes to figure this out anyway. So
that's who I'm imagining he is now. I did start with Cedric Diggory, but now...
The Rosemaster goes back to, the librarian's desk, the circulation desk, gets a piece of parchment, and then writes out, like, in... just writes out basically a short little authorization saying that he authorizes the dispersal of 500 gold worth of diamond dust or diamonds.
Troy?
For infernal calling or for resurrection?
No,
for raised dead.
For raised dead.
He's giving you the shit to raise the dead.
Oh.
Whatever it is.
Because I want to see
diamonds
what happens
are diamond
when you bring
dust.
Inari back. Besides, every bone in her body is broken since she's been in a jar for fucking like 3 months.
She's been in a jar.
In a bag of holding.
A diamond worth at least 500 gold points.
Okay, so it's a diamond. And then signs it, hands you the piece of parchment, and says, I'll have you know that this will all be going in a report that will not look favorably on you. Do better.
And equip us better.
Shh, you don't even work for them. What do you care what the report says?
I'm trying to give it a shit.
And
we still have a task to finish.
Dr. Mottwilder leaves the library. Cedric, meanwhile, is leading you over towards the side of the library, the tall room, at the edge of which he unlocks a door, opens it up, and inside you can see that there's a like permanent magic circle engraved into the floor.
Ooh, fancy.
With counters all along the side that have a bunch of small little like locked containers, presumably with spell components in them.
Nice.
And goes and says, all right, good spot, magic circle, you call it, and I'll do some planar binding.
Excellent. I like the sound of this.
And, you know, so it only owes you a minute of service, but it might owe me something better.
I think that that's an excellent trade.
And, of course, the university now has the name, so that's
seems
useful.
Very rash.
How is he going to perform planar binding?
What do you mean?
It takes an hour.
That's why there's a magic circle.
He's going to have me summon it inside the magic circle. So, about that ruby worth at least 999 GP.
What ruby?
That's the part of Infernal Calling.
If you're casting it off of a scroll...
You don't need to.
I don't need the material?
It's already built into creating the scroll.
And he gave you two scrolls. One to learn it, one to...
Gotcha.
Damn, that's an expensive scroll.
At cost. So, mm-hmm. Well.
So you're...
Yeah.
If you learn it from one scroll, then you need the material components for casting it after that?
I can't just easily summon Gathandru to, like, wash my dishes. It'd be very expensive.
Especially if he's bound here.
Especially because I concentrate him only for an hour. Although there is some fiddly bits about this that I'm going to now read.
Well, actually, I'll think about this. I'm actually going to have to do some modifications. Hand me that scroll. So on one of them, he begins like looking at the runes on the page and then begins making some additional markings. Hang on, this is going to take some work. And goes and sits down at a desk and begins making some fairly extensive modifications to it.
All right.
How long did you have?
Not too long.
More finite terms, please.
Well, I keep making up a bullshit number, so that bullshit number is now going to go up.
Well, it's the morning of the 16th.
Which I believe you said something like 1 p.m., so...
Oh, no, sorry. It's the morning of the 15th.
I got like a full day and a half because I haven't done it yet.
So, you have until like 1 p.m., so...
Probably just past noon.
Okay, I can have it done by then. May want to get something to eat. I don't think it's ever... Well, we shouldn't have to fight, of course, but if you do, it's never good to do it on an empty stomach.
I'll go get you something to eat so you can keep working.
Oh, thank you. That's not what I meant, but thank you.
Be happy to.
I think he meant me go get something to eat.
Oh. Want to have your soul saved? Don't want to have your soul saved on an empty stomach.
No, I'm going to go... I'm going to go get a sandwich. And watch the sun slowly creep higher into the sky, uncomfortably.
Okay. Alec and...
Here you go.
Nushka.
Thanks. Jersey Mike's is not my opinion of a good sandwich, by the way.
Actually, all of you, is there anything you want to do in the meantime?
No. The bringing an RE back thing is totally up to you guys. It's more... flavor than
no
anything.
Man yeah. left behind.
We wouldn't get to that until after this anyway.
Okay, cool.
I want to bring her back under leveled, and now you have to play her.
Nope, I'm enjoying Nushka.
Okay, in which case you spend an hour or a little more, I guess, just looking at different books in the library or twiddling your thumbs or whatever you'd like to do, really. Other than lighting a fire, no fires in the library.
No. I have unresolved business if I'm going to die.
Would you like to write a will?
Nah, f*** that.
I'm going to loot Inari's corpse before Inari comes back.
I want to check.
I figured you guys pretty much already had.
Yeah, I also assumed that, but I think you can assume her inventory is available.
I want to send... No, actually, I can go. Because we're on campus, right?
Yes.
Way back in session one,
mm-hmm.
Dave, I asked for a favor. And I want to go find out if it was done. There's a man that I paid, I think, to get me notes about a meeting for the city council.
No, you didn't pay him.
I might have intimidated him then.
You demanded that he do it.
I see.
I don't know on your authority as a staff member.
He may or may not remember that.
I believe that you got those notes already.
My notes say getting notes. I know that they were talking about tariffs on the Vire River.
Yeah, those were the notes you got, I'm pretty sure.
I wanted detailed notes about from the meeting. Like, what tariffs were being implemented, what bills were being discussed, was anything passed, etc.
You know,
I'm pretty sure you got those transcripts.
I don't think so, because I think we f***ed off.
On the one hand, I can't really believe that this is what you care about when you're about to possibly die and have your soul go to hell.
Actually, it's been bothering me. It's literally here in my notes.
On the other hand, yeah, I'm pretty impressed that you're like actually putting your affairs in order.
I want to know, because if not, I want to beat Favillon's ass. The f***er's had like 4 months to get this shit together. So that's all. I'd like the detailed notes of what they were discussing in terms of tariffs.
What was his name?
Favillon.
Favillon. Cool. Yeah, probably in your post box, whatever.
Amongst my bills.
Probably for lodging and whatever else that's past due.
Notice, second notice, final notice, eviction notice, certificate of death notice. Man, I really should have told him I was going somewhere.
See, Dave, I don't think you understand. When Cody says he wants detailed notes, he wants you to actually prepare a detailed notes handout for us, like your letters and such.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to have that ready now before we progress on
I do that for important stuff.
This is important. This is how.
This is amidst all your other documents waiting there, you do find some curled up parchment that have notes on them about that session.
I'm going to read that for interesting tidbits about what tariffs are being passed.
Okay. Your mailbox is so full.
6 months ago.
Stuff is jammed in there and barely hanging.
I want to know why the Iron Master was so interested in tariffs on the Vire River. Perhaps there's information here. Jeff?
So you started in what was, well, in our calendar, October 22nd.
Right.
Now February 15th. So.
Oh, I was wrong. It's only been 4 months.
Besides, if it's a normal governmental body, right? Like, they probably didn't go into effect until just now anyway. So whatever the Rosemaster's devious plan is probably just happening now.
So the tariffs in question are proposed increases to tariffs on all livestock brought down the river by one copper piece a head.
So glad we found that out.
And of course... There are vigorous arguments against that by General Zoligan, who is a baroness and owns a lot of property and has a lot of investments in cattle. While there are arguments for it, you know, on behalf of like the shipping guild in the city, who obviously want it to pass. And then there's plenty of people, there's a few other people in the council that are just sort of, that seem to be actually thinking about the logic of it because they don't have investments in it. And those seem to be sort of vacillating back and forth between the two positions.
Do they have any idea what the proposed tariff would be utilized for?
The docking guild is responsible for like the maintenance of the riverways, you know, that are within the city's borders. As well as the docks and stuff. So that is primarily, like, that's the purpose of their income.
Maintenance and upkeep.
Yes. Like, that's basically what they are been given those rights, that like, those responsibilities in exchange for being able to charge tariffs and stuff like that. As a charter. Obviously, they make a profit.
As much as I love the inner workings of government bureaucracy and taxation policies, which I actually do as Craig, the human being. And I appreciate you fleshing this out in much more detail for us, Dave. Is this really what you want to spend your time focusing on while waiting for your soul to possibly go to the nine realms of hell?
So do you expect Kellen to go to a church? Okay.
I guess not.
Okay. The next place Kellen would go, most likely, is a tavern or a brothel. I need my energy up, so that's not those two, okay? And I need to be focused, so that really knocks out options two and three, right?
Well, you could get lunch.
I did get a sandwich.
Yeah.
So I got that taken care of. I mean, I could say goodbye to you fucks, but you're going to immediately steal whatever the fuck I leave anyway, so why bother leaving a will?
I mean, yeah.
Give me a good option.
You should probably hand us over your gold before this all goes down, just in case it goes wrong.
No, because if I get yoinked the fuck out to the nine hells, I'm going to take all my shit with me.
Your gold won't do you any good there.
It won't do you any good either.
Give me the amulet.
Good point.
Give me the lamp.
That's what that sounds like right now. How mad would Dave be if I poofed off with his magic dream amulet?
Fun fact, it's your soul that's forfeit.
They're not going to take the amulet.
So, y'all have collected three of the four amulets need for Nevthelion. Time to travel to the fucking infernal plane.
Where did you get a third? You only have two.
I'm saying down the road. When we've got three of the four.
Oh,
and we need the last one that he took to the infernal plane with him.
That would be awesome.
We're off on a secret mission to hell.
Teleportation circles work not on the material plane. Can you get back?
Yep. All right. Plane shift for that.
But let's go summon a devil.
Which is one reason it's hard to get out of hell, because you have to have a seventh level spell. Or a portal.
Let's go summon the devil.
A devil.
A minor devil.
Go summon a devil.
Up to the material plane.
Here it comes from the bottom of the nine hells soaring.
Yeah, I think you would be more interested in what modifications are being done to the summon.
Yeah, I'm going back to check it out, but I don't want to do you want to bother him? You may look over your shoulder and be like, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that?
Good point.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go back and see what Mr. Entertainer has done so far. I'm going to get rid of this coat, actually. That's what I'm going to do. Going to go back to my room and drop off my shit.
Okay. Back in the library, you come back in to find that Cedric has transformed that scroll into something that, compared with the one you have, is pretty unrecognizable.
Can I still read it?
Surprisingly, yes. You don't think that you could learn it, but you can read it. So as he's like handing it to you, he's like, "This does well." Are you still an adjunct?
All right,
you know what?
For the moment,
let's not deal with all this. This is anyway. I've had to. It basically enhanced the power of a spell without making it more difficult to cast, which I must say, I think I've done a very fine job.
We'll find out shortly.
I wish that I could preserve this, but obviously that would sort of spoil the purpose of doing this. So I guess I'll just try to remember it.
Are you saying you're making a higher level spell available to Cody, but only for this one instance and not permanently?
You mean I've accomplished my task of watching Dave twist himself like a pretzel to make everything work? Yes, I believe we have. It's been quite fun, actually, to watch him twist and turn.
Here we go.
You ready?
Let me just make sure I have all of my ingredients for cooking.
Do we want everybody else present?
That's up
gallery?
To you. As long as you stay outside the circle, I don't really care.
I'm going to pull my shield
Although, I mean, the creature is not at all dumb, so you may want to stay out of sight. You know, revenge and all that sort of stuff.
I guess I did smash its head in.
I mean, this one did drop a portcullis on his face.
The fewer people that are involved with enslaving it, probably the better.
I'll step outside the room, but I'll listen in carefully.
If you hear lots of screams that aren't demonic sounding,
I will lock the door.
Ooh, I can put arcane lock on it.
Whatever you hear from the other side of this door, don't open it. For the love of God, open that door. That's a good movie. Three syllables. First syllable sounds like head.
All right.
Bob, I didn't prepare it.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, you gonna cast a spell?
Absolutely.
How long does it take?
Casting time is uno minuto.
Okay, so you begin going through the incantations on the scroll for a minute.
Jesu Domine, non est requiem.
After you ramble your way through that, the runes on the ground suddenly flare up into a circle, glowing red, as inside it, a jackal-headed creature appears, looks around, sees you, and says, "Ah, well then, you kept your..." Looks down at the circle over at the other creature in the room, says, "Well..."
I bet he's not going to make you fight for Bloodsport. So, I mean,
fuck you, but fair play.
Fair enough. Appreciate it.
Well,
Sorry about you get dicked?
Does it have to follow your commands?
Yes.
For the next minute, at least.
Let's just say we can straight up preacher this. Go fuck yourself.
You've got about 40 seconds.
So how about you lay out the names of some of your favorite other demon friends or devil friends while you're at it?
Let me wish
Service,
for more wishes.
Not information.
Fair point. Shove your fist up your ass.
There's some censoring bars.
I give credit to that. It's because I know Craig is a red preacher. Now it's going to be really horrible if Cedric here doesn't bind him. That could be a problem.
He's looking on in horror and says, "You know, that was really out of line. You're free to go."
Oops.
For a moment, you see his form flicker, and then you can see him like wince, as if he walked into something or something, and.
It's still got to be better than fighting in Bloodsport, right?
Well, I mean, you did smash my head.
Well, I didn't. I thought you were just going to poof yourself out of existence.
You kind of...
You don't know how plane shifting works, do you?
Nope, didn't even know how to cast this spell, but thanks for the deal.
Looks over at the at Cedric and says, "We can talk."
Cedric, you cool, bro?
Like, "Oh yes, I'll be fine, thank you." And you can see that he's already like sort of casting under his breath.
All right.
The Ugloth looks over and says, "I'll give you more names if you give me him."
For those playing the home game, Dave has now prominently marked that spot in the book, so... I feel like this is probably still like a two-man job here. You want me to make sure everything's kosher?
I don't mind an audience if you want.
Sure. I would love to watch what happens next.
For the record, I never left.
That's fair. He may also have a strong hatred for you now. That's fair. Of anyone in this party, I feel like I would like to have you around at this point.
Holy man, not exactly afraid of devils.
Oh, yeah. Especially not your... Not you. Not your domain.
Occasionally. Occasionally you see its form sort of flicker again. As it's... you can roll an arcana check.
Sure. 26.
It's trying to teleport out of there. But is running up against the magic circle every time it's trying to do so. You do know it's possible, though, for it to escape. It's just a question of how often will it try and how much does it care to, you know, batter its head against a magical wall, basically.
How often can it try?
I
mean, magic circle lasts for an hour.
Well, Kellen still isn't entirely sure what it is. Although, well, that's probably good. Yeah, it's an Arcanoloth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No, my point is it can't just constantly cast teleport.
Except that it can.
Yeah.
It, can't, well, it can't constantly cast the teleport spell, but it can constantly teleport, like, 60 feet. And it just appears to be, like, trying every so often.
Remember, you fought one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. It's one of those.
Oh, look. About 6 minutes in, he suddenly disappears and is no longer in the room. Cedric immediately goes, oh, shit.
So I'm guessing that was not on purpose.
Quickly, look for illusions, and go walks out of the door and starts like looking back and forth. You see them both walk out.
Wand of magic detection. I just start using it.
Look for illusions, please. Look around. Anyone you don't recognize. Well, I guess you wouldn't recognize anyone. And he just begins like running down the aisles.
So again, for those that are playing the home game, Dave rolled a nat 20.
It was an 18, actually.
Oh, okay. Dave apparently finally rolled high enough,
yep.
Which is unfortunate, but it's a great part of this story, let me say. Kellen feels super great about making him shove his own hand up his ass at this point.
Should have just banished it.
Yeah, we start running around. I'll use Wand of magic.
Yeah, go ahead and make a perception check.
Let me pull up my character sheet, because I thought we were summing it up for the evening, but apparently not.
So that whole having a devil loose in the university thing.
Yeah.
18. I mean.
But at least your contract's fulfilled.
Yeah, no, I mean, see? Bright side of life.
And to be fair, this one's kind of on Cedric.
It really is. Like, this was not me. It's just unfortunate. Unfortunate.
What was your roll?
I rolled an 18 on perception.
Okay.
Oh. Is it just him? Did I miss something?
No, you could be looking too if you want to.
What kind of role is it to see through an illusion?
Perception.
Well, to see through an illusion is investigation. You'd have to actually try and determine.
We got to try and find it first.
Right. Yeah. Like, if I'm running around looking at people, how am I going to know that they're an illusion? That's my point.
Oh, yeah. It would be difficult.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm trying to wonder is how difficult are we talking here?
Well, yeah, but I was outside. I was outside the room. If somebody randomly appeared...
Theoretically, you would see them.
Although it's not, like, right outside the room that they appear.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got 60 feet to play with, and he never really drew us a map, so who knows? Where outside the room is at 10 feet away, you know?
Gotcha. But isn't there that teleportation line of sight?
That's a great question.
That's a good
question. I mean, plus I would figure you'd have to at least know... If it's not on a site, you'd have to know where you were going. Kind of like Nightcrawler. Like, he can't just teleport where he wants.
You're right. That initial ability is. So, actually, it would have appeared, like, in a corner of the room. And then a moment later would have vanished.
Okay.
The difference is, do you have Counterspell prepared?
Yes, I do.
You would have a chance to use it.
Stay there.
Okay. Retcon slightly.
Schroeder, maybe. If there was a funny bit in there, you could keep it in there. Definitely keep the old hand up the ass. We want that part. But definitely you can rewind as necessary.
So it attempts to cast, and the spell fizzles as he is attempting to do so. Flickers again, and says, you should have stayed out of my way.
You're probably right.
Charisma saving throw.
You weren't in the room.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, he did specify he was staying.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed that then.
He said he was never leaving because, and I'm like, yes, I would like you around because you're a holy man.
Okay, I missed that.
No, you're right.
In fact, I'm the only one who stepped out, right? Or did you step out?
I stepped out.
Okay, we stepped. Fighters stepped
out. Okay, what's
the
DC? 75. Oh, okay. Well, he has a plus 100, so this should be fine.
17.
That is a 17.
Damn.
Oh.
Good shot.
It was a very good shot.
The Jekyll head swivels towards you and says, you also should have stayed out of my way.
So what did you try to do there, Troy?
Banish it. Because he would have just went poop and been gone.
But probably that's exactly what Cedric is trying in that same space of time. So I guess we'll roll again.
I mean, I can do that two more times, right?
Well, that's a nat one. So a moment later, Gothandru disappears. And on banishment, is it a save each turn, or is it just...
He's gone.
No, he's gone.
As long as Cedric concentrates on it for a minute.
Okay. He's like, oh, damn. Well, I suppose I could try again some other time. I have his name now.
Fact.
Oh, oops.
Second super cool thing you've done this game. Well, I guess you didn't technically do it. He did it, but I'll give you half credit.
Good idea. Thanks for distracting him.
Give it a shot.
Cedric, don't thank the guy who called him on his teleport.
Yeah, no sh.
Yep, good call.
Point of order, though, not to like retcon maybe this whole other thing. I was trying to read Magic Circle. It doesn't allow you to trap something, does it?
It does. You can turn it so that it's facing inward instead of outward.
Oh.
Reverse it.
That's one of the later paragraphs. It's like second to last paragraph.
Maybe it just isn't complete.
Well,
thanks for the help anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should be, you gotta be a little more careful with those arcana loss.
Yes, you weren't exactly clear on what kind it was.
So. Well, to be fair,
In
the heart of the combat, I wasn't really sure what it was.
Well, all right.
Let's just be glad we didn't fight the arcana loss. Trust me, be glad we didn't fight the arcana loss.
Lesson learned, I suppose.
Why? We did. Significantly weaker characters, too.
Yep.
And thank you for giving me an interesting afternoon that didn't affect my budget.
Dave runs things better than I do.
Oh.
You also wouldn't have had 75 upgrades from touching all the bad things.
Touching all the bad things? Mm-hmm. What is that referring to?
Wasn't that
the dark powers in Curse of Strahd in the Amber Temple?
Oh.
I don't remember if you fought it before or after. I thought it was after.
I thought it was before.
It might have been. I don't remember.
It was.
Anyway.
Well, if you sign the contract, do keep an eye out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that...
I'll have to get back here somehow first, but...
Yeah, no, I'm sure he'll be gunning for my blood. I've seen the movies before, you know. Curse you, wizard, as it steps over the circle kind of thing.
Speaking of, though, what's your name? On the off chance I do summon it back, I can specify that it can't do anything to you.
I give him my name.
Right, cool.
It's a trap.
He writes that down, he's like, and then, like, scribbles a few notes next to it. All right, good.
So the contract's not fulfilled?
Oh, no, it is.
No, it is. It's just, part of the reason why, and the other reason why I wanted to bring it back to school, which Jeff was sort of alluding to, is that if they had folks like him here, he could just trap it here and force it to, like, teach him things, and it could be here for, like, 50 or 100 years, and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Which was attempted.
Unfortunately, that failed, so now I've got a devil in the nine hells that probably wants me dead. So if it finds its way back, it may or may not decide to come across me and try and murder my balls.
So we'd have to find realistically, if we want to try again, we'll have to figure out some way to block any sort of teleporting, which is easier said than done. Oh well, I'll worry about that some other time. Good to meet you.
Excellent. I would love to, anytime you want to open up those secret cases in the back there and fiddle around, you let me know.
Mm-hmm. Secrets of the universe and all that.
Yep.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Try not to sign any more contracts with devils.
If I do, I know who I know who to talk to.
Yes. First one's free.
All in the service of the Iron Master, sir.
Well, yes, sure. He's not a king, you know.
No, but I mean, like, we're checking out a sweet
Norse
underground.
Norse is very well aware that he's not a king. Believe me.
I mean, you know, checking out a sweet. You should come up and check out our new place up out on the beach.
What?
Underground. Elven place full of dark magic.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's fine. It's fine. I'll keep you in the loop, though.
Have a good day. And he walks off into the stacks. After locking the door to that room.
So isn't one of the keys supposed to be in the city?
No, I think it's in Dur of Rad.
No, actually, there is one here.
Yeah.
Oh, there is one here?
And in Dur of Rad.
One in Dur of Rad,
forgot my folder for
Valacor.
The first time.
We are looking for a Karakwin who came here. He was some kind of mercenary or fighter or guard or something.
Let's go get drunk first.
Yeah, seriously. I need to just, like...
There is also that little issue of Inari.
Oh, yeah. Probably should. You were going to resurrect her, right? that definitely won't go poorly like this did.
This would be a good time for Alec to roll a religion check.
Through gritted teeth. I gotta get you bigger number dice, bro.
No, I'm looking at my sheet. I took my contacts out. So, a 17.
Okay. Although you've not done it before, you're aware that bringing back the dead is sort of causes some wibbly-wobbliness in the planes when you're opening that channel back up for the soul to come back. And quite often, not so nice things try to hitch a ride on that channel that you open up. So usually, whenever you're casting a spell of that sort, you want to make sure to be ready for whatever hitches a ride.
Hmm.
The more powerful the spell, the more powerful the creatures that can come along.
Interesting.
So basically...
Is this a you thing?
This is a me thing.
I kind of figured.
I was going to say.
So basically, protect your caster so they can get through the spell. Because it takes at least a minute.
Protect your caster.
I mean, or cast it in the middle of a market square, give them lots of things to attack.
Unethical life pro tips.
Greatest subreddit of all time.
I mean, like, it works for people taking hostages, right?
Well, my feeling was, if Jeff doesn't care to play with her anymore, I just say we hand her over to the Iron Master and be like, hey, here's Inara. See ya.
No, casting time for Raise Dead is an hour.
Oh, right. Yes.
If you stole this from The Witcher, I'm pretty sure I just played this episode, by the way.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
This is... it'd be like towards the end of the spell. Mm. This is my homebrew way of dealing with the fact that...
Raise Dead is super easy.
That Raise Dead is super easy. Well, and or Resurrection and True Resurrection. It doesn't change at all the mechanics of the spell, but it makes it into something interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I like it.
I don't like taking away player abilities, but I do like making things more interesting.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, do protect your party. Or no, do protect your caster. OD&D party. OD&D party.
So yeah, I mean, I guess if you want to hand her over, I just thought it would be fitting for us to resurrect her.
I mean, in my eyes, she's kind of a bitch, so...
I mean, I can't cast the spell. This isn't like sending where we can both cast it. So, I mean, if you say no go, we'll just hand her over.
I mean, again, like if...
I mean, it's okay. If you guys just want to hand her over, it's okay.
I figure since we're here, thematically, I'm like, hey...
I mean, yeah.
She's one of yours, so here you go.
It's true that you didn't meet her until this quest.
Yeah.
And she's part of the university.
We were drinking buddies.
You're also lawful good. And weren't you the one who was like, I need to save her like 2 months ago?
Awful yeah, good. That's when I thought I could revivify her. And then when I was told that wasn't going to work, I said, fuck it.
Okay.
Because I didn't know I was going to be able to get to the level to be able to do it in a decent amount of time. That came quicker than I expected.
I mean, if you don't want to play Inari, it would make sense. Like, we resurrect Inari. Inari's like, okay, I'm done with this shit. And like goes and lives off a peaceful life somewhere.
No, I was say, if you're not going to... resurrect her, then we just hand her over.
I mean, again, that was thematically appropriate since we're here, and if Jeff doesn't want her, then yeah.
Fair enough. And then we go looking for who the f***?
Akaroquin. Who, the paragraph from the note is, Akaroquin will take one gate amulet to Valakur, as far and as civilized a land as I can think of. I have instructed him not to take up any mercenary work or anything dangerous. Guarding that amulet must be his life's work.
I still want to take a break to... recover before we go off trotting for the next amulet.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, yeah, no, you've got 3,000 gold in your pocket or whatever.
Right, gotta go burn it.
We've got to waste at least we've got to waste at least 2 hours on a shopping montage that's on recording, because that's what we do. So, think about what the shit you want to buy, because that's a lot of money. Well, like, a lot, but a lot. It's double what we had the last time we did a shopping montage.
Yeah. Or could save up for something real.
Could do that.
He might be dead by then. In which case, definitely save up, because then it goes into my pocket.
So, are you guys going to take a session to figure out what's happening to Inari, or are we decided now?
I mean, Jeff had already told me he wasn't worried about bringing her back. I mean, he's more than happy playing the barbarian, I assume.
Yep.
So it's more thematic than anything. We brought her home to X, Y, or Z. Whatever happens, she's written out unless Dave wants to use her.
She will probably continue to be faculty at the university.
So she is getting resurrected.
One way or the other, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if there was a laying to rest going on here or not.
I wouldn't imagine so. I mean, if their infrastructure is all ready that I can be like, hey, totally have Infernal Calling and all these rooms, clearly they have the infrastructure and the money, so there's no reason not to bring her back. In fact, she probably has valuable information. If I were the Iron Master, I would want to bring her back and ask her what the hell was going on in Nephthelion, because he probably doesn't trust me. And ostensibly, if she didn't know the two of you very well, then he's not going to trust the two of you probably either. So... He definitely doesn't know Grandma over here. Unless something really strange has happened.
Hey, Rogan, old buddy.
Now, if you two had written that in the backstory a long time ago, I'd be really impressed.
Yep.
Cool.
All right, then we'll pick up in Valakur next time.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at RancorsBrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at Rancors_Brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.